sit like this makes the mind dull. Try to keep your spine vertical, and from behind, if anyone is looking at you, the spine should not be visible. Try to draw the spine as in as you can. Some people, when you look from the behind, spine, the discs are clearly visible. Try to pull it in, so that at back is the spine is not visible. We are doing the pranayama. The pranayama, as I mentioned, pranayama means one which gives the special strength to us. One which increases the lifespan is pranayama. Pranayama's purpose to give us additional boost of energy, and one which enhances the lifespan is called as pranayama. For example, if I go to a market and lift 10 kilo rice bag, I won't lift it that way. What I will do, I will inhale, hold the breath inside and lift it. Why holding the breath? By holding the breath, I get extra strength. And in the boxing also, when they play the boxing, they inhale first and with exhale, they do that one. It is the boxing also, it's synchronized with pranayama. That with exhale, extra force, they release the energy. The pranayama is for, we can make use of this breathing technique for increasing, enhancing our energy. We'll do the pranayama. That in the Bhagavad Gita, it talks about Bhagavad Gita. There are four classic categories of pranayama. One is inhalation part. Inhalation part is called as purak, inhalation. Exhalation part is called as rechak, and kumbhak. Kumbhak means holding the breath. Kumbha means pot. And there are two types of holding. One is holding the air inside. When you hold the inside, stomach bulges out like a pot. It looks like a pot. And another one is bahya kumbhak, complete exhale, and you are bringing the pot out. You are squeezing it against the stomach. Complete exhale and hold the breath out. It's called as bahya kumbhak. That pot, you have brought it out. And you are pressing it against the stomach, it looks like a concave. And the purak, inhalation, and rechak, exhalation, and kumbhak, holding the breath, antar kumbhak, and bahya kumbhak. Four categories. And the Bhagavad Gita says, the definition of pranayama is neither inhalation nor exhalation. Holding the breath is called as pranayama. Prana apana gati rudva pranayama parayanaha. Rudva, prana, and prana means inhalation, purak. Apana means rechak. Prana apana gati rudva. You stopping the inhalation and exhalation. That is called as pranayama. Pranayama, it happens, now we are deliberately doing this one. When we are in deep meditation, at certain point, we get the focus for a split second, for few minutes, few moments, you are neither inhaling nor exhaling. Breath stops. And that is called as kumbhak. That is the goal we have to reach. We all experience that one, that moment when in the last one ball is there and four runs are required in the cricket. Everyone, maybe MCG, 100,000 people, pin drop silence. Hardly anyone is breathing. Everyone is glued to the television. If somebody talks, not to disturb, not now. And here, you're neither inhaling nor exhaling. You are doing kumbhak. And you are so focused. A penalty stroke in the football. You don't know what will happen. Your breathing stops. Pin drop silence. That is kumbhak. But we don't call it as a pranayam. Pranayam, if that person hits the goal, you are very happy. Otherwise, if he is not happy, they will start throwing the chairs in the stadium and smashing the TV. So upset. And it's not kumbhak. Whereas here, it is in the pranayam, when you experience this one, you start experiencing yourself. At the beginning, you are assuming various roles for you, and now start discovering yourself. When I start discovering myself, I realize I put on so many masks onto myself. I took up on so many pseudo responsibilities, which resulted in so much of stress, anxiety in my life. When I experience myself, go within, I am happy and contented. When I assume so many roles, I have very important role, important job, parent or employer, employee, investor, and then stress, anxiety. Yoga says, discover yourself. When I am discovered myself, when I experience that joy, when I experience the inner freedom, then I can take upon any roles outside. I won't get stressed. I can take up any roles. Without experiencing this one, I try to take upon the roles is nothing but stress for me, stress for the people working around me. They also get stressed because of me, and I am also disturbed. It says, yoga says, discover, go within. Experience the moment of stillness within. You're neither inhaling nor exhaling. When you experience that one, and then whatever roles you take up, people around you feel so comfortable. Yato yato nischarati mana chanchala astiram tatastato niyamyetat atmaiva vasham nayet. Shri Krishna, in the meditation chapter 6, he talks about meditation, how to meditate, the quality of a meditator. Do not assume so many things. World is running because of me, and nothing but stress. Be yourself. Then life is a freedom. Left thumb and index finger together.